This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Orego Shoes, guided by barefoot design principles to support the integrity of your feet. Save 10% off with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode
740.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
You know, things. Happy dry January. So I got to fix my camera. There we go.
That happy sounds dry racist. Dry January.
Yeah. It's dry.
Super dry.
5 days in and going strong. Feel good.
We're drinking Kool-Aids over here.
I got to say, like, I've noticed even one drink at any point in the day, like say it's like even 3-4 o'clock, will fuck up your sleep. It's really crazy how that affects sleep patterns when you have any sort of drink. It's like very strange.
What if you mix that with some CBD and some THC and then some more THC?
I don't know if that has the same effect or not.
It probably does.
No.
It's probably not good for you, but I don't know. Let's talk about the Bears, Ingo.
I don't want to talk about the Bears, man. Oh my God, the game. Seriously, I don't. I thought about this morning. Driving to work, I'm like, let me think about this week and the Bears. And I'm like, sure. I was really mad at the defense yesterday, but then I was like, but wait a second. Like, that team scored a lot of points. Like, Detroit is a high scoring offense, and we held them the freaking 19 points?
16 or 19? Oh, yeah, by the end.
Right. So I think the defense bend don't break thing was working, you know. I just think we couldn't do anything on offense. Like the week before, we're freaking going crazy. What did we put up? Like almost 50 points.
We're trading touchdown for touchdown. Yeah.
And then this week for 3 quarters, we couldn't do a goddamn thing. There was no running, passing was not going
well.
Yeah,
and I wonder if this is just a Detroit problem, because it felt like we got out coached, unfortunately, but yeah. I don't know if they know since Ben came from there. It seems like they knew
what we were doing.
Yeah. It seems like there's some decoding that's happening. So maybe his playbook is a little different, but not 100% painted. Different. So they kind of seem to have a clue on a lot of shit. We couldn't run the ball to save our lives.
Nothing. And then suddenly in the fourth quarter, it was like, here we are. We're going to just score a bunch of points really fast.
And I feel like that's really? Caleb. Like, he just
wants to win.
Fourth quarter guy. And then again, like, how many of these fucking receivers can't catch the ball? Grant, I know he's firing fastballs, but it's what you're fucking paid to do. Our receivers have dropped the most catchable balls out of any other fucking team in the NFL to I don't even remember how many yards they say it's cost him, but I would think it was over 400 yards that it cost him from all the drops.
Oh, so he could have broke 4,000.
Easily. Yeah, you've been 4,400 yards. They would have made all the catches. Grant, you're going to drop some. I get it, but we had fucking butterfingers all season.
We did. So how about Detroit goes from like, almost winning, making it to the Super Bowl to like 9-8. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah. And I think we were the only division to be plus 500, all the teams.
Yeah.
And then there was, I think we set a record this year. There was another division that was, everyone was sub 500. I think that's the first time in the history of an NFL to ever have that happen. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, and I think that is Detroit going from, you know, top to bottom. That's definitely the Ben Johnson effect too. You know, him leaving has an effect. Him coming here had a massive effect.
Yeah.
You know, we're just I still think they need this offseason. I mean, we're going to play Green Bay and shit's going to go down and hopefully we'll win, but you know, this offseason they'll know what players they have, what players they need to get rid of. I'm gonna bet DJ Moore is gone. 100%. Like, I feel like
Yeah,
they
I don't
need to
think he's been
shed
very
some money.
effective. He's always banged up, you know?
Yeah, he's a good player, but I don't know if it seems like he's taking plays off to me, and that could just be him getting being hurt and playing
Yeah.
hurt.
He was sick last week. You know, there's talk, and I think it was actually John Elway. I was reading a that comparison between him and Caleb, you know, and talking about how Caleb is developing into like this elite mobile quarterback with a massive arm. He can make plays. You know, Elway was known for fucking like this guy would just win games, like just take over shit and just being tough as shit. You know, and I think the one thing Caleb can work on, if we can stay more in the pocket when we need to, get a receiver in there, maybe that can catch some balls. And I think we need pass rush pressure. Like we can't,
We have
our
zero.
defense, we have no pressure. So
And
I don't
then
know if
that
we're going
puts
to
all
get
the
Crosby.
pressure. Well, the more I'm thinking of it, but we could say this, like the lack of pass rush puts all the pressure on the fucking cornerbacks. And you know, they can't, you've seen what's happening. We're just getting fucking picked apart because it's a lack of pressure. So I'm under impression. I think you go for Max Crosby. I think you do whatever it takes. With the exception of don't trade all your first round picks, maybe one and DJ Moore, and then like a super late round pick if you need to sweeten a deal. But I think you got to get Crosby. You've got to get a fucking game wrecker.
I agree. Somebody to
And
blow shit up.
yeah, because you can't just keep rolling dice on draft picks. Because
No.
I don't know what the stat was. It's something like, your first round picks, how many of them turn into like dominant players? I think it's like 25%. Like maybe it's a Pro Bowler, but someone that's really fucking good. So do you want to take a 25% chance on someone or just dump that pick and get your fucking Max Crosby? You know, I'm under impression, get your fucking Max Crosby.
Well, we have the potential to contend for the Super Bowl, like even this year, if things go our way, but especially next year if everyone stays intact. So
Right.
it's a piece of the puzzle. It's what Green Bay tried to do with Micah Parsons, but didn't work out, you know. So,
Yeah, it didn't. I can't be sad about
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. I feel sorry for Micah, but not for Green Bay.
Right.
So.
I mean, we saw that we had the Khalil Mack effect when he came in. He was wrecking shit. I mean, it's just you have to be careful with the salary cap and all your guys. You're gonna have to probably restructure a fuck ton of contracts to bring in Crosby, but I think that's got to be their number one priority. And then just draft all fucking defense and then figure out who's gonna stay and who's gonna go, because I don't think they have all the right players for whatever scheme they're trying to run on both sides of the field. So we'll see. The nice thing is the offensive line is pretty much intact now, and that was always a massive problem, and they fixed that in one fucking season. So now if you focus on defense next year, we should be fucking set. That's what I say. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Super Bowl, maybe. I don't know. The problem is
This
our
year.
defense is such a sieve, and if we don't get a takeaway, we're fucked. And you can't live like that.
No, it's ride or die. We'll see. But if we can score points, then that's better. But I don't know. Just this
It's
week.
hit or miss with this
Yeah,
offense, and
it
that could
is.
be some of Ben's play calling too.
It
Because
could be.
I think there was a point there where it was like a 4th and 5, and he's like, "Let's just fucking punt it." And he's like, "Fuck, we should have not punted." So he's still learning like how to be a head coach, and I think next year. Fuck. And I think they released the schedule. We have the toughest schedule next year.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
That sucks.
Based on winning percentage of everyone this year. Like, of course.
They just
But
love
then
to
they're
hate
going to
us.
shit on us again and say, oh, you guys didn't play anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
Maybe
we
that means a
can't
lot of
win.
Sunday
We
night
can't
games and
fucking
Monday night
win.
games.
Yeah. And what I like the noon, like we were talking, the noon Sundays. Although this Packers game is going to be a Saturday 7 p.m. special,
Yes.
which I don't mind. That was kind of fun because,
It's on Prime.
then we're all fucking in our group chat, fucking
Going
sending
crazy.
shit back and forth. What the fuck? It's
Yeah, I'm
good
gonna be
time.
at a concert in the city, which was I didn't realize it was gonna be playoffs. We bought these
Oh,
tickets a long
fuck.
time ago for family members' Christmas present. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
be like, it's literally at 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh
Oh,
God.
shit.
Like,
Oh, man. You have
gonna be
to read
watching.
the text or have your phone on fucking woo or oh.
So hopefully you can replay on Prime. I haven't tried that, but
You should be able to. I mean, I don't know if I've watched any. Was it usually it was like Thursday night footballs on Prime. I don't like it. I don't like streaming it. I just want it to be on regular channels, but it is what it is. So Go Bears. So let's transition over to MMAs. What's going on? We're in like this 6 weeks hiatus of no
yeah.
UFC.
Well, here I got some. Hopefully the video works. Holly Holm weighing in for her
Yes, let's
boxing match
go.
over the weekend, looking pretty lean and mean, right? Look at that. 44 years old. Pretty
Yeah.
impressive.
That neck is thick as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, she's just cut. But
Yeah.
unfortunately, oops, that's the wrong one. So there was a headbutt that happened in this fight. Bam, right there.
Yeah. That's not great. Let's stop the fight, right?
It did, and there's you watched Tella's coming back. Here she is. That's pretty nasty. I guess it wouldn't stop bleeding. They ended up calling the fight. So and Holly Holm lost because I think it went 7 rounds. She lost on the cards, like 65, 69, 65 or something. Some shit like that. So
Yeah.
unfortunately. But I
Yeah,
saw
it's too
highlights. She
bad.
looked okay.
Yeah, I got another angle of some weigh-in from her.
Oh, okay,
Yeah.
cool. Please do share.
Yeah. Hang on. Whoa. It's kind of blurry because it's not the best quality, but you can get the gist. I miss these kind of weigh-in outfits at the UFC. You don't get to see the scantily clads. But,
Pretty solid. Hey,
Yep.
now.
Yeah, so that's going on. Let's see what else is happening. I saw, oh, MMA Fighting posted this article. I had no idea that this was so low. So basically, they were saying the triangle choke is dying in MMA now. So we'll pull up the stats here, which is weird because usually it used to be death, but again, mount used to be death in the early UFC. So basically, in 2025, out of 490 fights and 495 fights in UFC, 83 submissions, only two triangles. The PFL, 245 fights, 51 subs, three triangles. One FC, 126 fights, 34 subs, two triangles. KSW, it's the same kind of across the board. And then you get to Ryzen, 95 fights, 22 subs, no triangles. So basically, at the end of the day, I think they were talking to one of the jiu-jitsu instructors. And he's saying, well, nowadays, there's not like a lot of pure guard players in MMA. And he was saying Charles Oliveira is definitely is one. But you also look at Charles's variety of submissions. He's probably one of the guys that has the highest variety of shit. Like he's hitting everybody with, what was that, a fucking calf slicer or some fucking unique shit. And the other reason is most people don't want to spend any time on their back these days. And everyone's trying like hell, like you should. You should not want to be laying there on your back, but getting up to your feet. But does that surprise you seeing that? Because I know looking at it, I'm like, really? The fucking
I
triangle is
mean,
dying?
I'm surprised that that's true, but I also understand, like, I think the sport has finally moved away from like this whole playing on the ground scenario. Like, I
Yeah.
think dominant positions are key. And then plus, because the judges aren't going to be able to understand what's going on if you're someone's like playing from the bottom. And I think it's risk, even like when we used to do jiu-jitsu or whatever, you would always say like, oh, I don't want to be on the bottom. Like, I'm not giving up position for anything. I don't
100%
care if I'm
never.
staying on top. Like, I'm like, all right, that makes sense. So
Well, because I would always, whenever I'm training, it was always self-defense. So it's not, I'm never going sport mode. It was always like, what's the best position for me to succeed? And that's to be on top or be inside control or somewhere where if someone else is going to attack you, well, you also don't want to be on the ground in a street fight, but definitely always want to be on top. And then the only time I would triangle is if I was on top and I'm going to triangle you from the top. But that's something like I don't see people trying that often. And I see it there a lot when people are in mount. And I'm like, oh my God, he could get a mounted triangle right now. Just fucking take it. And they don't fucking take that either. You don't have to roll it. You can finish it from top. So that was odd. But then it kind of ties into this next point. So I'm going to pull up Tim Welsh, who's O'Malley's trainer. He was saying the UFC may be moving away from fighters who stall their way to wrestling heavy decision wins. And they're saying rumor has it the UFC is trying to get away from guys who just pin people and stall. Grapplers who hold you in half guard for the entire fight. I think they're moving away from that. And honestly, that's smart. They probably should. At the end of the day, this is a sport people want to watch. So, what do you think about that? Getting rid of the lay and play players, lay and player, lay and
Yeah, I mean,
pray.
I think it's fine. You can go to other organizations. I think ultimately finishes are key. Action is key. You don't want to see like, and plus now the if you have like parent, you got Paramount, like this average person that logs in and checks this out, they don't want to. They're not going to know what the hell is this guy laying on top of
Yeah.
this other guy for 25 minutes. What is this? I don't know what this is.
It's
So,
not
but if somebody
fighting.
gets KO'd, they get that. I think anyone can see. No, if you've never watched the sport and that happens, you're like, okay, that guy kicked that guy's ass. It's very obvious, right? So, and it's more exciting. So,
Fuck yeah. So I hope that happens. Like, just cut people. That was always a problem because these contracts are so one-sided that you have a bad performance, they can just cut you. I don't give a
yeah.
fuck. I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. There's no I don't get a cut fee, like half my rest of my fights or something. No, they just cut you. I forgot who was it we were talking to back in the day. I think it was Damian Maia, right? He was
Oh yeah, they're
always
talking about the
he's
contracts.
yeah, he's like I'm like on edge all the time because they can cut you whenever they want for whatever fucking reason.
Very one-sided contract, yes.
Like, yeah, that's kind of bullshit, but I like it in this scenario, but maybe you have to change the rules somehow. I don't know what it is, and I hate like ticky-tacking rules, but again, I think it goes back to your goal should be to finish the fight, however that is, and laying and praying is not finishing the fight. Yeah, you can get a win, but nobody wants to fucking see that. And like some of the fighters understood it. That goes to Justin Gaethje,
Yep.
who again could wrestle you, could take you down, but he wants to fucking entertain you. And that's what you should. And he wants to finish the fight. And he's
Talk you
okay to
down,
be
man. Yeah.
finished in the process. It's like this is give and take. Like I'm gonna punch you, you're gonna punch me. I'm gonna knock you out, or you're gonna knock me out in devastating fashion. And that's all I ask. Like, let's you gotta bring the entertainment and keep the entertainment in the sport. So
Yeah, I'm all for that.
yes. What else is going on?
Okay, so Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier are going to be doing this AFL MMA reality show.
Yes.
And I think you had like Chimaev was on it, Nate Diaz, I think, who left because there was like a brawl or something. So here they are. They're going to do this kind of show coming up here. And I think it's in Russia. What are your thoughts like about them doing this? I feel like Jones is in Russia all the time or something. He's like
Well, I think
overseas.
he bought property in Dagestan or something.
Oh,
So,
he likes it over there, apparently.
and I saw a picture of the face off. I didn't save it, but DC looks so fucking fat in the face off.
Boy.
Like, oh my God, like what are you doing? Because DC was saying, I don't know who he was talking to. It might have been on, I don't know if it was Ben Askren's podcast, someone's podcast, but he's saying I'm definitely gonna fucking wrestle John at some point at this. I forgot what it was, the RAF. There's
Oh,
this
yeah.
that wrestling tournament that's going on all the time. But he wants to have a wrestling match with him. Mike, are you fucking, you know that's gonna turn into a fight. That's not just going to be a straight wrestling match. Someone's going to fucking elbow someone, and then it's going to turn into a full-scale brawl. And it's just weird the amount of hatred that it seems like DC carries. Maybe John is sneaky about it. I think that's what it is. John probably secretly hates him, but he puts on, yeah, he puts on a public persona of like, hey man, it's all cool. But probably when the cameras are off, like, hey pussy, you still there?
Exactly.
That kind of shit. So I mean, that should be exciting, because you know, DC will never live that down, and he just can't accept John Jones will always be a better fighter than him.
Yeah.
And especially now, like, go ahead, try to fucking wrestle him. I still think John will fucking manhandle you. Cause,
yeah, I agree for sure.
You know, DC's out of shape. DC says he's still training people in wrestling, but John's still current. What else is going on?
What do I have left? I have one video and then knowledge, if believe it or
okay,
not.
I'll go on a run then.
We need some shit to happen. We need the UFC to come back.
Well, it's, yeah, it's 6 weeks.
So here's, there's a Ryan Garcia, I guess, was hanging out with some YouTube guy. Can you hear a sound or no?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. Because you, and they got into some shit. What the fuck? Hang on a second. Goddamn Zoom.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's try this again. Share sound. And can you hear it now?
Yep.
I think it's crazy to me that they're doing this in like a house.
Yeah, like with marble floors and sharp corners.
Yeah.
Glass everywhere.
Like, but they're, the little guy is not holding back, but he is getting worked.
Yeah. Man, he's
like
so fast.
Shit.
His guard is so low, like that head is so open, but he's just defending because this guy's so fast. He's just getting lit up.
Oh my god. Good on him for even standing in there. Still going. Anything for ratings, I guess. It's just,
yeah,
the beating just continues.
I guess he's not. Oh. Fucking him.
This is the perfect example. Fuck around, find out. Play too much. Get it?
Good for
fuck
him.
Fuck around and find out.
I don't know. I'm okay with this.
It's fine.
Let's see what else is happening. Oh, Chris Cyborg asked Grok a question. I pull this up.
Will anyone watch my OnlyFans?
Yeah. She's like, hey, Grok, how many fighters have gone or have won 5 major promotion championship belts in MMA, if you include men and women fighters in mixed martial arts? And starting in 2009, how many years has this person been ranked 1 or 2 in the world in their weight division? Grok, only one fighter has achieved that. It's you, Chris Cyborg, with titles at Strikeforce, Invicta, UFC, Bellator, and PFL. You have been ranked 1st or 2nd in women's featherweight for 17 years, since 2009. Congrats on the legacy. So, yeah. And then she's asking more. But, Mike, that's crazy to think about. Fucking 17 years being ranked 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Oh. And then we got all these other fights coming up with Nunes and what, Kayla Harrison. And then Cyborg. Can we make Cyborg and Ronda Rousey, please? I beg the masses. Put that on the White House card. Or Ronda Rousey and, I think that was the other rumor we've talked about, Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. That's,
yeah,
a more fair fight.
I'm in for that.
But they keep talking about this White House card saying 7 or 8 title fights. I don't know how you do that.
When I see it.
I don't know how you do
good
that.
Marketing.
This is like a lot of BMF titles. Like, yeah, sure, you can make 8 fucking BMF titles. So, got that going on. There was a Tom Hardy article. I guess Tom Hardy was offered a grappling match against Arman Tsarukyan on the 30th, but he had to decline because he was too busy filming. And then that's when Arman faced Shara Bullitt instead.
Oh, okay.
But I thought Hardy was only a blue belt unless he's
I
progressed.
thought he was purple. I could be wrong.
Purple?
But still, I mean.
It's like you're gonna go up against an MMA fighter that's trying, you're doing it as a hobby, maybe more serious, but who knows? Like that just seems crazy, no?
I think it's nuts, but hey, he's doesn't seem like a regular guy, you know?
No. He's Bane, goddammit.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know if I can do. Oh God, I can't play any sound on this. There's a. This must be Russia. So this is maybe a kid's cage fight, hockey style. We're gonna turn the
Okay.
sound off.
I am ready.
Let's put four of them in two nets and
Jesus.
let's go, you little fucks. Get after it. I don't know if this is legal, but I love this.
It's like midget fighting.
It's fine. Like four Hezbollahs in a little fucking cage.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all, s they've got so much gear on. They're not even feeling this. I'm totally for this. This would be so much fun. I don't know how you win, but who gives a shit? Figure it out, kids.
Last man standing.
Yeah. Four men enter, one man leaves, or one little boy leaves.
Yes.
And then I've got some nunchuck work. I think I can play some sound on here.
Sweet.
This guy, there's metal nunchucks, which I've never played with because it's tough. I've like as a kid would play with the
Ouch.
rubber ones, and then my brother had the wooden ones, and I'd play with those until I fuck myself up because you're hitting yourself 100%.
Yeah.
You're not coming out unscathed. So this was reminiscent of Nick Diaz like doing it, but this guy's doing the metals.
Oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
You wearing an Apple Watch while he's doing it? What
It might be.
the Wow, is
Like,
this
fuck
real or is it
off.
AI?
No, that's real. Oh my
That's
God.
crazy.
That's insane.
Good on him, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't fuck with the metal.
No thanks.
Well, we got a tattoo. You gotta give me your
I'm
ranking.
ready.
This one's wild. It might be the weirdest one yet. So here we
I'm
go.
afraid what you're going to show me next. What in the hell?
So the first thing I noticed was you. I was like, "Oh wow, look at this Michael Chandler." But then I'm like, I looked up at his neck and I'm like, "Oh no, he got Michael Chandler tattooed on his neck also."
Is it Michael Chandler? Is that why?
Yes,
No, I mean
yes.
like is it Michael Chandler sitting in
How
the
insane would that be? Michael
chair?
Chandler getting Michael Chandler tattooed on his neck
Whoa.
and on his arm. Do you not know who I am? It's like they get the it's showtime.
Somebody
They
should
put
tell this
their.
guy, like, don't be putting tattoos on your neck and definitely not other people's names. What the hell?
Oh my God.
I mean,
Quality
it's
of
a
the
cool tattoo.
tattoo is
The tattoo is
good, right?
great. The idea of the whole thing sucks. I think I give the tattoo work like maybe a 7.5. The concept is zero. Zero. I
Well,
don't.
if you're a man, how do you get another man tattooed on you? And especially, how do you get another man's name tattooed on your neck?
Yeah, no shit.
I'm gonna
It's
stop all
weird.
that
It's definitely weird.
because it makes me think the guy is down with the syndrome. But if you're a tattoo artist, don't you have some liability here to say, hey man,
Nope. They just put
they
art
just
on
do what
people.
you ask?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's it.
Holy
They don't
shit.
judge.
Yeah, I mean, definitely don't get another dude's name tattooed on your neck. Because now you're his bitch. That's how I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's cleanse the timeline. Let's see. This is from Matt Yusek on Twitter or X. Face off of the year for him and maybe for us.
Oh, hey, no. Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know that was legal. I didn't know you could do
So
that,
that
but
start it starts that way and then they fight. Okay, okay.
well, maybe they fuck and then they fight. I'm not sure. So with that, let's do. I got a couple of tweet of weeks. Oh man. All right. Start with this first one. Can we share a screen today? Me, I'll have the chicken breasts. Hold the chicken. The Hooters waitress? Not so much. And then this guy says, our local paper asked for pics of kids enjoying last week's snow. Someone sent in a pic of Hezbollah. Says, nice! Hezbollah 7 had never experienced snow before last week. It's like, what the fuck? I'm 23, by the way. And then that goes into that one video with Hezbollah and Mike Tyson where, like, Tyson's like covering up and Hezbollah's hitting him, and then Mike Tyson picks him up and he's hugging and snuggling with him like he's a little kid. Well, Mike didn't know that was a grown-ass man. He's like, I thought that was just a little kid. It's like, I had no idea. Nobody told me. Like, oh, fuck.
That's mean.
Yeah. Like, well, it's hard. Like, if no one tells you, I'm like, yeah. I'm assuming that little guy is a fucking kid.
No, I mean, it's mean of them not to tell Mike. Like,
right.
It's kind of
well,
mean.
Anybody's been high as fuck, too, because yeah. He's into that shit. We got one KO, and then we'll get into some
okay,
knowledge.
I got none, but the knowledge is good.
Let's see if I can play a sound. Yeah, we can do a little sound here. Never know on some of these videos. Sometimes I blow it out with the volumes. Let's share a little sound. A little tornado kick.
Oh, damn. You got all of that one.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Good lord.
I don't know if I get a replay.
That was brutal.
That look.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, damn, boy.
Like, fuck. That was classic. Right into knowledge. We got.
All right. So, you, speaking of Paramount, you have to check out. I know you have Paramount now because UFC. That's, I got Paramount also. Landman, have you seen this show?
Which one?
Landman. It's Billy Bob Thornton is the main character. They're okay. In Texas, and he's like the guy who's like dealing with the oil rigs, like the, and it's like a lot of money. So it's sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's a great show. Here's the kicker though. The main female actress, remember
yes.
Allie Ladder from Varsity Blues right here? I don't
no.
know if you can see my mouse. This is her
yes.
daughter who she, her daughter who plays in the show. And there is a lot of this kind of stuff and more in the show
okay.
That is happening. And it's sex, drugs, and she plays a crazy, she's just insane. Like, it's his wife, ex-wife. It's confusing. And there's cartel. It's a really good show. Like, I was like shocked. We turned it on because someone told us to check it out. And then we watched the entire two seasons. Landman on Amazon Prime. Or I guess on Paramount. I watch it on Prime, Paramount, whatever.
Yeah.
But really good. Two seasons. They're in the second season right now. Like, it's released on Sundays, I think. I bet if you watch that, you're gonna watch all the episodes within a week.
I guess my hand's gonna be sore, but anyway, it's either here nor there.
There's a lot of that, and there's a lot of funny shit that happens because it's just insanity, the whole thing. So
nice.
It's a serious show, but it has good moments. So, and I think it's pretty real to like life. Like, I didn't realize there was that much money in oil. It's like insane. So
sweet.
That's my knowledge. What do you got?
So check it. You know the Techno Viking, right?
Oh God, here we go.
Here's another version of him. Maduro style. I'm gonna turn the volume off. You know, we just kind of captured this guy. So now it's like all these
Oh
videos
my
look
God.
fucking
You
man,
got
the AI is just going off the rails here.
It is. I mean, you could tell it's AI, but it looks
yeah.
pretty damn good.
But yeah, because I like that Lord of the Rings one. I think that was last week.
Oh, yeah,
showed.
You showed that last week. That was good.
But yeah.
This is also good.
It's going everywhere. And then I'll leave you out with this one. Little Kay Hansen. Sundays. I'm just saying. He's putting on the weight all in the right places. MMA fighter, OnlyFans star, making things happen. I believe she's still in the UFC. I don't know anymore. No, she's just a professional MMA fighter. But again, these ladies make so much money on OnlyFans, as well they should. You know, use your popularity from fighting. And then, you know, Paige Van Zandt is probably making bank. But, you know, she also does all that crazy custom shit where you can pay her thousands of dollars and she'll make crazy videos for you. Anyway, and probably mail you stuff in the mail if you're into that kind of thing, but that seems weird. But they're making bank, so good for them. On that note, we shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.